It's approximately 10 minutes, 12 minutes to 3 in the afternoon. Why don't we go ahead and get a quorum established? Call the members, please.
Hernandez.
Here.
Hernandez here. Morrell. Anderson. Bell.
Here.
Bell here. Hall. Leno.
Here.
Leno here. McGuire. Mitchell.
Here.
Mitchell here. Monning. Morlock.
Present.
Morlock here. Nielsen. Pan. Wolk.
Here.
Wolk here.
A quorum has been established. We have four items today. It looks like we're going to start off with number one, AB's secondary extraordinary session. Number seven, Mr. Assemblymember Stone, smoking in the workplace. Good afternoon, Assemblymember. Welcome. And please present.
Bill that closes loopholes in our smoking in the workplace laws. In 1994, California led this nation with really groundbreaking laws that prevented secondhand smoke exposure by not allowing smoking in various workplaces. Since that time, however, because of a lot of exceptions in that law, we have fallen way behind many states. This bill closes a lot of those loopholes and would again put California better on par, not make us 100% smoke-free, but would move us in that right direction. And I ask for your aye votes.
Thank you very much. Anyone like to speak in support of the measure? Please state your name.
Mr. Chair and members, Kelly Hampton, on behalf of the American Heart and American Stroke Association, proud to co-sponsor this bill. There is overwhelming scientific evidence that secondhand smoke is a direct cause of heart disease, the number one killer of both men and women in California. The U.S. Surgeon General's report in 2006 found that brief exposure to secondhand smoke can have an immediate adverse effect on the cardiovascular system. As Assemblymember Stone alluded to, one in seven workers report being exposed to secondhand smoke in the workplace. Low-income workers, young adults, and Latinos are more likely to be exposed to secondhand smoke at work. Exposure to secondhand smoke should not be a condition of employment, and therefore we ask for your support of this bill.
Please proceed.
Mr. Chairman, Senators, Terry Brennan, on behalf of Service Employees International Union, proud members of the Save Lives Coalition in California, this is a simple bill, closing some of the loopholes in the current requirements for smoke-free workplaces. We have a lot of workers for whom going to work every day involves many dangers, but dying from secondhand smoke shouldn't be a condition of employment for anyone. Unfortunately, this bill just takes us from about 48% smoke-free workplaces to somewhere near 60%. We'd like it to be 100, but this is a great step forward. We urge your support.
Thank you. Anyone else in support? Please come up and state your name.
Lindsay Freitas with the American Lung Association and strong support.
Tam Ma with Health Access California and strong support.
Jody Hicks representing the California Academy of Family Physicians and the California Medical Association in support.
Michelle Gibbons representing the County Health Executives Association, representing local health departments throughout California and strong support.
Autumn Ogden on behalf of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, also in strong support.
Thank you. Any opposition to the measure? Let's go ahead and reestablish the quorum. We were short by two. If we can open the roll, we call the absent members.
Morrell, Anderson, Hall, McGuire, McGuire here, Monning,
here.
Monning here, Nielsen, Nielsen here, Pan,
here.
Pan here.
Thank you. Is there any questions, comments? Senator Leno.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Either for the author or possibly for Mr. Brennan, the remaining 40% of our workforce that will still be at risk smoke, do you know where they would mostly be represented?
Well, for example, we have exempted places that sell tobacco, so tobacco shops and other places, private clubs, things would still may be able to allow smoking on premises, but for bars and taverns, hotels, conference centers, places like that where there is much more public access, they would be no longer exempted under this bill.
There must be a large chunk, because I can't imagine the smoke shops and folks represent anywhere near.
No, my recollection was it was not quite that large.
Mr. Brennan, no? No? Okay. We'll find out. Thank you.
Yeah, we can get that information to you, but my recollection was it wasn't quite that many. But
sure. Just to clarify, that statistic was a national number, so that included other states and their smoke-free laws. So this bill closes, and the loopholes that it closes would bring the nation from 48% to 60%.
The nation?
For the nation.
Nationwide.
For the state, I don't have that specific number.
I imagine we're getting pretty close to 90.
We get pretty close. The exemptions you listed are still where, you know, I don't think that it's
in the scheme of employment.
But that's not
probably
40%.
Relatively small.
It's not. Yeah, it's not 40%.
Okay, thank you,
Senator Morlock.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Assemblyman Stone, I'm just curious. It says that an owner-operated business, even if it has no employees or no independent contractors, just one person all by themselves, they can't smoke?
That's correct.
Can you still smoke in your home?
Yes, you can.
So if your business is in your home, is there an exclusion for that?
No, and if you're allowing people to come into your home, if that's the place of your business, then there is no exclusion for that.
So then,
if you're working on your own in your home and at home business and no contact with the public,
then you can smoke.
I would presume so.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Seeing no questions or comments from any of the members, would you like to close?
I ask for your aye vote.
And we have a motion by Senator Wolk. Chair is recommending a support. This is due pass to appropriations. Can we call the members, please? Motion has been by Senator Wolk.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Morrell? Anderson?
No.
Anderson, no. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mitchell? Mitchell, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Morlock? Morlock, no. Nielsen? Nielsen, no. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
Morrell, no.
Morrell, no.
That has 9-4. All the members are currently here. Enough to pass. That bill is out.
Thank you, Senators.
We're at item number 2, second extraordinary session, AB 9. Thurman? Oh, no. I didn't see Thurman. Sorry. I thought I saw Bloom come in. Who came in first? All right, we'll go admit. Item number 2, AB 9, Thurman, Tobacco Use Programs. Good afternoon, and please proceed.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm here to present AB 29. It's a bill that will require that all of our campuses in the California state education system remain tobacco-free, and that includes electronic cigarettes and smokeless tobacco. As our laws currently stand, there are probably still 1,200 school districts that are not considered tobacco-free, that do not maintain signage that say tobacco cannot be anywhere on the campus, including in vehicles and buildings throughout the campus. This law would clarify that it is intended for all of our education agencies to promote tobacco-free policies, and would also clarify the availability of funding for all of our school districts to be able to do that. This bill has passed the Assembly just last week, and we would ask respectfully for the support of this committee today.
Thank you. Is there anyone like to speak in support of the measure?
Hi, Lindsay Frace. Lindsay Freitas with the American Lung Association in California here in strong support. It has been proven that schools that consistently enforce their tobacco-free policies have much lower smoking rates than schools that don't have policies like this. And for these reasons, we strongly support this bill and ask your aye vote.
Thank you. Anyone else in support?
Pam Ma with Health Access California, also in support.
Callie Hampton, on behalf of the American Heart and American Stroke Association, support.
Autumn Ogden, on behalf of the American Cancer Society, Cancer Action Network, also in strong support.
Christina Romero, on behalf of Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California, in strong support.
Michelle Gibbons with the County Health Executives Association, representing local health departments throughout our state, in support.
Erin Niemela, representing NextGen Climate Action, in support.
Jody Hicks with the California Academy of Family Physicians and also the California Medical Association, in support.
Michelle Cabrera with SEIU California, in support.
Anyone like to make any comments or questions from any of the members? Seeing no questions or comments, yes, Senator Leno.
Thank you, Assemblyman, for authoring the bill, and also specifically for including these cigarettes. I'm sure your office, not unlike mine, have heard from so many teachers, parents, others, who say that they're just stunned how prevalent the smoking of e-cigarettes is in classrooms, and that teachers often feel they have no legal right to stop their students from using these devices. So it's very important that we make sure that this next generation is not as likely to become addicted to nicotine as they would otherwise. So good work.
Thank you, Senator.
And move the bill.
We have a motion by Senator Leno. Would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator Leno. You know, we talked about this bill, and clearly the one thing that we can do is prevent the kind of deaths that come from the use of tobacco. And it's clear that when young people start smoking, that becomes the way they're introduced to becoming lifetime smokers. And there's not a lot that we can control, but we can control and prevent our kids from being exposed to these products that could shorten their lives. And for those reasons, I want to thank this committee, and I urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Chair is recommending support. This is item number two, due pass to appropriations, AB 9, special session number two. Call the members, please.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Morrell. Anderson.
No.
Anderson, no. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hall.
Aye.
Hall, aye. Leno.
Aye.
Leno, aye. McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mitchell. Mitchell, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Morlock. Morlock, no. Nielsen.
No.
Nielsen, no. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
The count is 9-3. That bill is out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number three, second extraordinary session, AB 10, Bloom, local taxes, authorization, cigarettes, and tobacco products. Good afternoon, Assembly Member.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to present ABX 210, which is a bill that allows counties to place local tobacco tax measures on the local ballot for a public vote. California has one of the lowest tobacco taxes in the country. We rank 35th with an 87-cent tax per pack compared to the national average of $1.60. These rates have not been raised in California in over 15 years. And yet, smoking continues to be the leading cause of preventable death in the United States. At least 30% of cancer deaths and 87% of all lung cancer deaths are caused by smoking. Nationally, one out of every five deaths is attributable to smoking. In California, 40,000 people lose their lives to tobacco-related illness each year, and tens of thousands of Californians struggle every day because of tobacco-related illness. Of course, treatment for these ailments, as we all know, is often expensive,
And Medi-Cal spends $3.5 billion in taxpayer dollars paying for tobacco-related illnesses. Our goal is to reduce smoking and disease. And we know that tobacco taxes work. For every 10% increase in the price of a pack of cigarettes, there is a 4% reduction in overall cigarette consumption and a 6.5% reduction in youth consumption. And this is only one of the reasons that why this bill is so important, young people. The Surgeon General projects that without a major reversal in trends, 5.6 million youth aged 0 to 17 that are living today will die prematurely from tobacco use. That's 5.6 million young people who will suffer premature, preventable deaths. Today, it is estimated that 16% of high school students are addicted, not just smoking, but addicted to cigarettes, and 1 in 4 use some form of tobacco. Though there is widespread education on the dangers of tobacco, availability and deceptive marketing continues to lure our youth to try these dangerous products. Tobacco kills more people than alcohol, AIDS, car accidents, illegal drugs, murders, and suicides combined. So members, I ask you today to support this measure and take an important step towards fighting tobacco addiction and tobacco-related illness. ABX 210 will allow California counties to join the over 600 local jurisdictions nationwide that have their own cigarette tax or fees. These jurisdictions bring in more than $430 million in annual revenue and work effectively to reduce smoking rates, especially amongst young people, and they decrease smoking caused death, disease, and of course the costs that go along with that. Increasing the cost of cigarettes is one of the most powerful and direct ways to reduce smoking. Studies have shown that youth and low-income adults are especially likely to quit or reduce smoking when prices increase. Our locals are well-equipped to know how to fight tobacco addiction. This bill allows the Board of Supervisors of a county to propose such measures to their constituents. It's a sensible measure that will help counties reduce tobacco use and save lives, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote. We have here today to add testimony Tim Gibbs with the American Cancer Society.
Thank you and welcome.
Thank you. Tim Gibbs with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, and we support this legislation because we think local communities should be given a choice when it comes to protecting their citizens from the deadly effects of tobacco use. As Assemblymember Bloom mentioned, there's more than 600 jurisdictions across the country that levy their own tobacco taxes, and we want to give our 58 counties the ability to decide for themselves. It's not a vote about raising tobacco taxes. It's a vote about establishing local control and stopping tobacco companies from preempting counties when it comes to reducing smoking. We hope that you agree that counties deserve to decide for themselves, and we respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Anyone else in support of the measure? Please step forward and state your name and position.
Lindsay Freitas, American Lung Association, California, in strong support.
Callie Hampton, on behalf of the American Heart and American Stroke Association, in support.
Megan Allred, on behalf of the California Dental Association, also in strong support.
Terry Brennan, on behalf of Service Employees Union, California, in support.
Christina Romero, on behalf of Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California, in strong support.
Erin Nimala on behalf of Next Gen Climate Action in support.
Tam Ma with Health Access California in support.
Jody Hicks with California Academy of Family Physicians and the California Medical Association in support.
Any opposition to the measure? Okay, any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, Senator Anderson.
Assemblyman, is there anything in the bill that prohibits the money that's been taxed by the counties to be used for roads or galas or anything other than for the purpose of reducing smoking?
The use of the money depends on how the individual county determines. It could be money that goes into a general fund, in which case it would be distributed according to the budgetary prerogatives of the local jurisdiction, or it could be specified how it's used.
Thank you.
Any other questions? See no question. We have a motion by Senator Hall. Would you like to close?
I ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Chair is recommending aye. Item number three, AB 10, secondary extraordinary session, do pass two appropriations. Call the members, please.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Morrell?
No.
Morrell, no. Anderson?
No.
Anderson, no. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Morlock? Nielsen? Nielsen, no. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
Thank you.
That has nine and three no's. It's enough to get out. That bill is out. Thank you. We're item number four, AB 11, secondary extraordinary session. Nazarian, cigarette and tobacco product licensing fees and funding. Good afternoon. Please welcome and please present.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and Senators. AB 11 updates the cigarette and tobacco products licensing program by updating the licensing fee imposed on retail locations, distributors, and wholesalers. The bill basically establishes annual fees as $265 for retail locations and $1,200 for distributors and wholesalers. Since 2003, BOE has administered the licensing program, which levies licensing fees on businesses that sell and distribute tobacco products in the state. Since the launch of the program, though, the fee has not changed. It has remained as a one-time fee of only $100 per retail location. So all the work that our enforcement agents need to do, it goes off of that single $100 per new location that opens up annually. In 2003 to 2004, the licensing fee generated $18 million, which at the time was sufficient to maintain the program. However, over time, the cost to run the program has exceeded the revenue generated from the fee. Board of Equalization estimated for estimates for fiscal year 13-14, the program cost $9.6 million and only generated $1.8 million from licensees. As a result, BOE requires payments from First Five, tobacco education prevention programs, the Breast Cancer Research Fund, and the General Fund, which receive cigarette and tobacco excise tax proceeds to cover the administration cost of the licensing program. It is evident that the lifetime retailer fee is not adequate to maintain a viable enforcement program. The additional revenue generated due to this bill will eliminate the need to divert tobacco excise taxes from their intended purposes. AB 11 is also good for businesses as it helps to stop violators from circumventing the law and competing with legitimate establishments who need the enforcement arm of the state to help protect their business. With that, I want to introduce two individuals in support of this bill, Autumn Ogden with the American Cancer Society American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, and Monique Ramos with First Five California.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. Autumn Ogden with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network in strong support of Assembly Bill 11. This bill is important because it will preserve critical programs by ensuring there's adequate funding. Revising the Cigarette and Tobacco Products Licensing Act to increase licensing fees, the Board of Equalization will be able to cover the cost of the program without having to take funding from other critical programs that are already suffering. This bill's here today just because we've changed the date, and we strongly encourage you to vote aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Monique Ramos on behalf of First Five LA as well as First Five California in strong support of AB 2X11. This measure is consistent with the state audit, with an audit that was released last week by the state auditor, and it would ensure that this program is self-sustaining and that over $8 million annually is returned to services for children as the voters intended. Thank you.
Anyone else in support? Opposition? Oh, support?
Lindsay Freitas, American Lung Association in California, in strong support.
Terry Brennan, SEIU, California, in strong support.
Kelly Hampt, American Heart, American Stroke Association, in support.
Megan Allred, California Dental Association, in support.
Christina Romero, PPAC, in support.
J.
Jody Hicks with the California Academy of Family Physicians and the California Medical Association in support.
Erin Nimala with Next Gen Climate Action in support.
Tam Ma with Health Access in support.
Opposition. Questions, comments? Seeing no questions or comments, move the bill by Senator Bell. And would you like to close?
I respectfully ask for aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Assemblymember, Chair is also recommending aye. Item number four, AB 11, second extraordinary session. Do pass two appropriations. Call the members, please.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Morrell.
No.
Morrell, no. Anderson.
No.
Anderson, no. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hall. Hall, aye. Leno.
Aye.
Leno, aye. McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Morlock. Morlock, no. Nielsen. Nielsen, no. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
That has 9-4, and that bill passes, and it's out. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that does conclude the business for today for Public Health and Developmental Services. We are adjourned.